may grow strong. He handed the ass over to him, and that merciful man tethered him in the sultan's stable. The ass saw on every side Arab horses, well fed and fat and handsome and glossy.
But the tonality of your reading even changed when you arrived to a very fascinating scenery somehow. Okay, what's the story up to here? The story is sort of simple. There is this poor donkey, okay, because the owner is poor and he doesn't have anything, miserable. A friend passing by and will have pity. He said, give it to me for a couple of days. We'll take it to the good stable, right? To give him a little food and stuff like that. This is the beginning of the story to make you feel somehow sad and you have pity to this donkey, right? And you rock. Why? Because he is, no, because he is a donkey. In all our stories, when we bring this donkey or ass, first of all, that word in Persian language, it means stupid before that animal. Because when we talk about stupidity, is that. And to us, that animal is what? Ego, the donkey. Oh, we talked about it. Book 2, first paragraph, remember? At the center of it, he said, this donkey is the enemy of the path. Don't follow this. This is that donkey. Okay, he's miserable. Now he's brought somewhere which is better. How should he feel? Grateful and happy, right? No. He's looking and he sees, oh, horses, and these are the royal army, and how fantastic they are. So I want to be that. Somebody, sometimes the wishes will change somehow. Yes, go on.
He saw the ground swept under their feet and sprinkled with water, the straw coming at the time, and the barley at the hour. He saw the horses curry-combed and rubbed down. He lifted up his muzzle, crying, O glorious Lord, am not I thy creature? I grant that I am an ass. Wherefore am I wretched, with sores on my back and lean? At night, because of the pain in my back and the hunger in my belly, I am always wishing to die. These horses are so happy and prosperous. Why am I singled out for torment and tribulation?
Okay, are you listening? How do you feel? This is the critical point. You see, when your situation improves, you will not be satisfied. As long as you could imagine or what? He is imagining something or watching something. You tell me. Shame on you. Because you are supposed to have read the story and be here. The donkey is imagining the thing, guessing the stuff. He doesn't understand anything, but just, okay, the situation looks better, or is better. Yes, really.
Suddenly came the rumor of war. It was the time for the Arab horses to be saddled and brought into action. They were wounded with arrows by the foe. The barbs entered them on every side. Those Arab horses returned from the campaign. They all fell down and lay on their backs in the stable. Their legs were tightly bandaged with canvas. The farriers were standing in file, piercing their bodies with a scalpel in order to extract the barbs from their wounds.
Now what? That is the point. He made up this story to make you say, listen, even if your situation improves, if you're stupid, you will not be satisfied. You want something that you don't know anything about it. Ha ha! Let's go back to you and your logic. How does your logic work? You. How does it work, your logic? You just react to the situation. Right? This is the reaction of an animal. This is the brain of an animal. Animal reacts to the situation. We are not animals. We plan. Means we understand the further outcome of it, the consequence. Let's go back to book one, remember? First paragraph, talking about consequence. There are consequences. Here, the donkey looks that they are good. He doesn't know that, yeah, now they are good, but there are the situations that they go to the war and they come like this. Then do you want to be with them? No. You want only to have the positives. This is your logic. Because in your logic, everything is black or white, right? The thing you don't understand is black and white. And that is what really is. When you talk about something, okay, we found some new tool. What is the outcome? It could be used positively. It could be used negatively. Yes. Positive and negative are there. It's like that. Is it? Do you remember? This is the difference between we and the animals. For them, the brain is enough. For us, no. First of all, brain. Brain is individual. We need this collective understanding, culture. That's what we learn from, that's what we create, that's what we improve. We are our cultural persona, actually, or existence. Yes?
The ass saw that and was saying, oh God, I am satisfied with poverty and health. I have no taste for that food and those hideous wounds. Everyone who desires health abandons the world.
Means what? This is the saying of the donkey? Donkey is saying this to God, or Rumi is saying this to you? Yes, at the end, the donkey will say, I'm sorry, I did a mistake. Then Rumi will say, listen, whoever wants the happy ending, we let go of these momentary stuff and calculations. And all this we are listening in. Another story of a donkey, remember? There is a donkey, there is that lion which is hunting and blah, 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 blah. Let's go back to that story now. This was just a paragraph in parentheses here to explain to you that, listen, when we are talking about a situation, you should be a human being. Think further. Think about the outcome of it, not the short term. Yes?
How the fox disapproved of the saying of the ass, I am satisfied with my lot. The fox said, it is an obligation to seek lawful provision in obedience. This is the world of means. Nothing is obtained without a means. Therefore, it is important to seek.
It is important to seek, because Here he's going back to the first step. Remember the first step, which has no book? Book zero. What was that?
Yearning.
That yearning, that feeling, he says, listen, this universe, yes, I believe in cause and effect, but there are some stuff that they don't work that way. You have to yearn, to try for it, to be ready for it. This is the fox answering the attitude of the donkey. Now donkey says, no, it's okay. Okay, here is not very good, but I'm satisfied, I'm okay. He wants to provoke him to do something. Yes.
And seek ye of the bounty of God is command, lest man should seize by violence like the leopard. The prophet hath said, the door is shut against provision, O youth, and on the door there are locks. Our movement and our going to and fro and our acquisition is a key to the lock and barrier. Without the key, there is no way to open the door. Bread without endeavor is not God's law.
Short. Simple. And everything he's talking looks correct, right? Uh-huh. The interesting stuff is, this short stuff was made out of what? Okay, a very short title. Then the fox starts to talk. Two verses. The third verse is Arabic. Starts Arabic. The fourth verse is the prophet said this, and all of this to do the tricks. This is what I'm talking about, that if you want to talk about a nonsense out of this book or any book of knowledge, you could, because it's poetic language, and you take this and that, and you put them together and you do it. Are you right? Or are you this foxy? At the same time, whatever he said is correct, because everything has two sides. And at the end of the day, we have to yearn and try to change something, because we are changing the universe, aren't we? Yeah, do this. Aren't you proud that we are changing the universe? Yes, the universe is being changed. Please try to change yourself. Each of us could change this. None of you could change this as good as I can, because I know what's in it. You don't. So, this is it. Your personal effort. To do what? One thing. To get rid of the ego. To forget that self, which is the base of the existence of animal. All animals are selfish, right? Could they be non-selfish? No. Should they be non-selfish? No. Do you remember this puzzle? Ah, Rumi talked about it before. Book 4. He said when God wanted to start to take the fellow human being raptured between good and evil, he wanted to create something for. Because before we come here, there is no good or bad. Is it? Do you remember the example I always give you? A tiger is far.